This recording, Oklahoma 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more liking to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of a foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I take a blank belt buckle that I order offline, and I spray paint it black. But before I do that, I collect from flea markets and garage sales and stuff, used, broken, vintage jewelry. And after I paint the cup, I glue all the jewelry on the buckle. And then I just glue the pieces on the buckle. And then I also add James's little dead Okies on the buckle. And then he pours a mixture on top, and then I take them and I sell them for a lot of money. And then I take cut up old cowboy belts, and James puts a snap on them, and then I take paints and I paint the tooling. And these are vintage, they're really old, and when I paint them, it just brings out a really coolness to the tooling. And so whoever wears them was wearing the spirit of an old cowgirl cowboy, and then it's got my spirit in them. So we call it just Bone Dust, Oklahoma. Where in the world is Bone Dust, Oklahoma? Don't bother pulling out the official state map of Oklahoma to find Bone Dust. There is no zip code and no state highway cutting a path through it. Bone Dust is not a place, it is a state of mind. Go deep within yourself, deeper than your gut, to the very core of who you are. Along the way, you'll see the heartaches and trials, pains and suffering. Upon arrival at your destination, you will find strength and second chances. Not everyone will go to Bone Dust, but that's just as well, because it's not for the faint of heart. The rewards for your journey are unique, edgy, and gut-inspired, a true likeness of the one who first discovered this mysterious place, the Bone Dust Cowgirl.